Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good to see you today on Wednesday. You guys have a vacation already. Another vacation. Very nice. Because you guys don't have school tomorrow, do you?
No.
No? Do you have school on Friday?
No.
Can you still pray on Thursday?
Yes.
There we are. Whole Friday.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen. I like that. Now, this morning, I mentioned St. Luke. St. Luke was an evangelist. Obviously, wearing red. So remember, why are we wearing red today? Can you remember? Wesley? He gave his life. A martyr, which means a witness. Now, St. Luke, he gave his life. Now, there is somebody else we heard a couple months. It's the end of September. So, St. Luke is one of the four that wrote the Gospels. Let's remind ourselves of the Gospels again. Luke is the third. Do you remember the names? Yeah? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Very well. Do you remember what we did a couple weeks ago? Well, you got it. One out of three. Today's Luke. You got a guess? Matthew, Mark, or John? Nope. Good guess. Anybody else got that one? You have two guesses. Do we hear Matthew before or Mark? Drew, what do you think?
Matthew.
Matthew, boom. Matthew. Exactly. Remember I showed you on my chasuble? Remember I showed how their image for them, like a symbol? Alright, remember Matthew kind of looked like a person, where the others are, and I asked them when we bought them to be on my chest, because I love St. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because they were the ones that wrote the Gospels about Jesus Christ. And I like them on my shoulders as a reminder to myself when I'm praying and I'm as a priest, to proclaim the Gospel and to read the Gospel. So here, St. Luke would be this little patch here. Okay? St. Luke, he was a writer, probably the best writer in Greek. And he was teaching especially to the poor, to people that weren't living with the Jewish people. They're called Gentiles in different nations. And also women. A lot of great, great places in the Gospels about Jesus that was going against the culture in his day, to what he wanted, which is everybody. Another one I want to show you today, all right? I got to walk a moment. It's a long walk, so please help me. I don't go sleep. I've shown you before, and for our new students, and during the year, I'll show you some of these different things we use at church, okay? So another reason why I love this Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in these images, because the four of them are on the rim of the chalice right here, okay? So today I'll point it out, this would be St. Luke. It's very beautiful, but his image was like an ox that works strong, but it's very strong to work. So what Luke was doing was the work to proclaim Jesus. Okay? Got it? Saw it? Got one of my last things this morning for you. Another little test. You're not going to school tomorrow or Friday. We might as well have a test today. Here's the reading. Here's one verse that I want to ask about your question. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Yeah. St. Luke wrote that. St. Luke. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. What do you think about that? Ask me, what do you think? Good question, good answer. You can always give that answer. It's a great answer. Yeah, Leslie, what do you think? You're right on track. You are, you're right on track. Think about, think first. Who of you guys have parents that are gardeners? Who are growing things to eat? Vegetables, fruit. Yep. A garden. How are you guys doing with your garden, Bonnie?
Good.
There's a lot of things in it, don't they? Do you think there's enough people there to work there? Yeah, because you have the size you need, right? What God is talking through St. Luke, we have so many people, so not vegetables and fruits, but us. We have so many people that need to hear Jesus, how much he loves us, and he wants to be with us. And we need more people to work for God, to invite people to Jesus. We need more of us. We need to work for him and invite people and welcome them to God, to Jesus. That was a big mission of why St. Luke wrote what he did. To welcome to the world for God. So please stand as we have our feast today for St. Luke.